Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look
you
at
are
them.
Fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. It is the Tuesday of, there's so much going on, I don't know where to begin. We've got the State of the Union tonight. You've got the gang that can't shoot straight in Iowa, the Iowa Democrat Party, that they're still trying to figure out this app. And even as we speak, they're having a briefing, not for the American people or the people of Iowa, but for the campaigns. They don't know whether to move on to New Hampshire or to stick around and claim victory. Nobody seems to know what's going on. Did I mention tomorrow the president will be acquitted in the impeachment trial? So much to, I forgot the most important thing. Tomorrow there's a parade in my favorite city, Kansas City. And by the way, it happens to be Cassie Smedley's favorite city, Kansas City, and her favorite football team, the Chiefs. Cassie Smedley joins us. Cassie, good to have you with us. You pretty excited?
Oh, yes. If I can't be in Kansas City for the parade, I'm glad I can be on to talk with you about it. I have to say, somebody sent me a tweet that is far and away my most favorite tweet of the week on Sunday night. It said, "Oh, you just love when Nancy Pelosi loses twice in one week." With the 49ers and then with the president's acquittal. And I think that's how most of the country feels right now, too.
I think so, win. Too. Let's get into the breaking news, the current stuff that's going on. You're sitting there in the swamp and out in the hinterlands in Iowa. The Iowa Democrat Party is just floundering. Nobody seems to know what they're doing. The transparency goes by the boards. What do you think happened last night in Iowa?
Well, I got to tell you one thing that happened that no one really wants to talk about, just like so many other great accomplishments from this president. The president had a great night, 97% of the vote. And I was talking with our communications gal in Iowa this morning who said the turnout at the caucus locations for the Republicans was insane. I mean, they were packed to the gills and there was great enthusiasm. It was like all these little mini rallies all over the state. He had greater turnout than Obama had in his incumbency year. I mean, the enthusiasm is there for the state that wasn't even supposed to be excited about a Republican caucus because it was supposed to be foregone conclusion, yada, yada. And our system worked. Our counting system worked. Our app system worked. Our get-out caucusing system worked. And that's a real, that's high praise to the infrastructure that we've been able to build. You and I have talked many times about what fundraising gets you, all that record fundraising. That gets you well-trained volunteers, a $300 million data system, and an organized system of apps, approved technology that people are trained to work on so that we can have these events run smoothly and we stress test them all the time. So now look at what they are talking about, which is the total headache that happened on the Democrat side last night, where they had an app that hadn't been stress tested, an app that you rightly point out, I think has also been contracted for the Nevada. So good luck to you there. And they had a whole bunch of volunteers who hadn't been trained on it. There seemed to like a lot of this information. And then there are conspiracy theories coming out too. And so that all equates to there's a lot of questions that need answers. And to your point, they should be answered publicly so that going forward in this process, voters, right, left, Republican, Democrat, can believe that there is integrity in this election process. That's what we need to know at the end of the day is happening. And right now, there's too many unanswered questions on the Democrat side.
I know the IDP, the Iowa Democrat Party, has been quick to say this was not a hack. But they did apparently refuse the Department of Homeland Security, which offered to stress test their system. The Democrats turned them down. Why would they turn them down? That doesn't make any sense. If somebody's offering you help, I would think you would take it.
And that's very curious to me, because one thing, we have an awesome team here that works on election security, data security. They love to remain behind the scenes. But one thing that we have shared publicly is that we do work with the Department of Homeland Security. And in fact, I know our counterparts at the DNC do as well. Just as a courtesy, there's continual engagement just to discuss possibility of emerging threats, and it keeps everybody on the same page and keeping their eyes wide open. So it's curious to me that they wouldn't have accepted that, because it's not like it's some political appointee who's helping you. These are people who are very focused and specialized in this area, and that's a benefit to everyone involved. So I do think that's interesting. I'm not sure why they wouldn't have accepted that. Again, I think it's a breakdown in communication on their part. But for our part, this is why our IT guys always say, you know, it's not if, it's when. And when something breaks, and I'm not just talking about hacking, I'm talking about when the software goes bunk, when the app, you know, the cloud system has a breakdown. And so you have to have not only backups in place, which they're claiming all over the place, this year we had a paper system, we didn't have that 4 years ago. Well, I guess that's good, you're learning, but if you haven't stress tested it, if you haven't trained your activists and volunteers or even your state teams properly, that takes money, that takes time, that takes infrastructure. And this is a foreshadowing of the problems that the eventual Democrat candidate is going to have, whoever he or she may be. In 2016, when Donald Trump was the candidate, emerged from the convention, he came over and he was able to come right into an existing infrastructure because of the RNC and what we build in the states. So he was able to do his thing, his best, have rallies, get out, get into towns, go to the battleground areas using data and teams that are already in place. That does not exist on the left. And I think what we saw in Iowa last night is an example of the significant problems that come when you do not have not just the infrastructure, but you don't have trust in your own party to get them the resources they need to build it. That's big trouble for them as they continue this primary process.
Again, Cassie Smedley joining us, my Kansas City buddy and the deputy communications director for the RNC. The other major piece of news, it's kind of been overshadowed by what's been going on in Iowa, and that is the president's going to deliver the State of the Union. Can you give us any hints as to what he will be tackling?
Sure. Well, this is the great American comeback story. Or in another way, you and I are on a real winning streak this week. We're not tired of winning. He's going to talk about all the things that we've been able to do together as a country under his leadership the last 3 years, and all the things that we're going to continue to do as he moves into the next term of his presidency. So expect him to talk about border security and having 100 miles of wall, new wall built. Expect him to talk about the trade deals. I love the stat. We're a little more than 100 days now, but at the moment that he was preparing to sign the first phase of USMCA, that marked that in the last 100 days, he had signed trade deals with our four biggest trading partners, Japan, China, Canada, and Mexico. Imagine what that means for job prospects in our country, for the economic prospects in our country. Expect him to talk about that in depth. And I think he's going to have a lot of great stories to tell as well. My favorite part are always the people that join him as his guests. And I look forward to seeing more about that. But it's, again, of all we've done together and all we can look forward to continuing to do together to keep this great American comeback going.
I know oftentimes a president at a State of the Union will give you kind of the wish list of stuff that that president wants from Congress, money he wants appropriated for certain initiatives. Is there going to be anything out there like that? And again, knowing that Democrats in the House are four square against him, in fact, they're probably going to try and impeach him again. Do you get a sense that there's going to be any wish list from the president at all?
Well, sure. I don't. I don't have specifics, and I think that's designed not to get ahead of him, but expect him to continue to talk about deregulating. I would imagine we'll have a shout out for the Space Force in there, but ensuring that we maintain our defense now that we're finally getting that bulked up again. But I don't have any specifics yet. I hope to in the next couple of hours in terms of if we could expect another round of tax cuts or what's next on the trade front or the healthcare and immigration front, but I'm sure it'll all be in there.
In fact, I was just going to mention that he had mentioned, I think, in his speech the other night, that there might be a June tax cut 2.0, that kind of thing. Do you get a sense that that's a priority for the president?
Well, I know he said that since they passed tax cuts 1.0, that he thought we could do it again. And I think when you see the benefits of it for so many millions of Americans, obviously that's something that he wants to keep going. And if you think about it, tax cuts and deregulation, that's what happened at the very beginning of his first term. And look at where our country has gone since then. He made this his number one priority to say, can we get more money, let Americans keep more of their money, get more money back in their pockets, and also empower American businesses by deregulating them, that these regulations that have been hamstringing them. And the economy just took off. Optimism just soared through the roof. So I know he's been saying he wants to do it again to try and bump us even higher, break even more records. So that sounds just like him to maybe tease that out a little bit more in tonight's address.
And kind of the 800-pound elephant in the room is going to be impeachment. And tomorrow, the president's going to have to wait until tomorrow to be exonerated. Is there going to be an exoneration tour? I know the president likes to get on the road. I think he needs to have an exoneration tour where he goes coast to coast talking about this, almost like campaign style. Do you think there will be some sort of exoneration tour? And if so, will it begin next week?
Well, I'm going to slip a note right now that it should be branded as that. You know, the president always goes out traditionally after the State of the Union to go into states. What's different about Donald Trump is that he's always going into the states. Of course, I'll be at his New Hampshire rally next week on Monday. So he's always got a rally on the calendar and loves to be out there. I would love if he adopts that branding of the exoneration tour, because it's not just an exoneration of him. It's an exoneration for everyone who voted for him and who, even since then, the millions of people literally who have come in and joined our movement, because we have felt that the Democrats at every turn have been so condescending to us. We don't know what we're talking about. We're not smart enough to realize the error of our ways by supporting this president. And so they have dragged us all through this the last 3 years with this investigation after baseless investigation and now with impeachment. We all deserve to have a moment to celebrate that our country and our values and our president were not succumbed to their political vendetta against him and those who disagree with Democrats.
And again, if he does adopt the exoneration tour, I hope you'll let him know that his friend out in Nevada, Kevin Walk, gave you that idea. Let me just ask you, the president is going to be acquitted tomorrow. But now the question is, what happens after that? Is there a sense, is the president going to let bygones be bygones? What happens after this?
So if I'm a Democrat talking to Nancy Pelosi in a battleground district, I'm saying, please, for the love of all things holy, let us get some things done, because they have nothing to show for it. So many of them ran on being pragmatic people who would work with the president where possible, and none of them have done that. So they are desperate to try and have something to show for it. But I think the president, for his part, is going to continue doing what he's been doing this entire time. He's going to push forth with his agenda. He's been able to get a whole mountain of things done without Democrats, thanks to the support in the Senate and enough support in the House. So it's funny to say, what can he do now, or will he change anything? Everything he's been doing has been working. It's these Democrats who are desperate to try and have something to write home about. So I think it'll be interesting if we see any of them try and start to work with the president and Republicans now to save their own political hinds.
Cassie Smedley joining us, Deputy Communications Director for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. I want to ask you, Joe Manchin on the floor of the Senate yesterday advocated for maybe censure rather than impeachment. Is there any RNC position on this, the idea that essentially impeachment light, do a censure of the president?
You know, this cake is too baked for them. They tried, I remember hearing that rumor back when you were doing the House hearings, that maybe we went too far, maybe we got out over our skis, maybe we misread the voters and our constituents. The answer to all of that is yes, of course, but they've gone too far, and now they need to deal with the consequences of that. The consequences of them putting their political vendetta against President Trump and all of his supporters ahead of the priorities of the American people. That's now something they're going to have to deal with at the ballot box. And to have Joe Manchin or anybody else now go out there to try and throw them a hook or a life preserver, I just don't think changes the ingrained belief in all of our minds now that the Democrats really went off the rails and took our country to a place it had never gone before, with the thinnest argument for impeachment in history, all because of, at best, a policy disagreement with the president, but at worst, a fundamental dislike of him as a person. That doesn't count. That's unimpeachable. That's not censurable.
Cassie, it's going to be a good week. I just have a feeling it's going to be a good week for both of us. The president's going to be acquitted. We got State of the Union, and we've got a parade on Wednesday for our Kansas City Chiefs. Cassie, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. I just love that. That's Cassie Smedley joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
You're listening to the official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights hockey team. Pre-game begins tonight at 3:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again.
I just love it. It's time for a parade. Let's see. It's in fact, the parade's going to be at 9:30 Pacific time. And my understanding is, for those of you who want to watch, it's going to be on the NFL Networks. I'll probably have it on here in the studio. I just love it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local. Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no results in from last night's Democratic caucuses in Iowa. Problems with an app the party was to use to report the results of the caucuses, apparently behind the delay. The party says the problem is with inconsistencies in the reporting, stressing it was not caused by a hack or intrusion. Former Democratic candidate Julian Castro, who's now supporting Elizabeth Warren, said it was a big mess.
It was a complete mess. It is not reliable in the way that we need this to be reliable when we're starting off the process of electing the most important public servant in our country.
President Trump is preparing to deliver the annual State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress this evening. Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the impeachment of the president will not be a major theme of his speech. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241. Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Yeah, I got to tell you, the Democrats are the party that can't shoot straight. They just have no clue. And by the way, they want to bring that same wonderful technology that they used in Iowa, where they still can't release who won the caucuses. They want to bring that to Nevada.
No,
you hear that?
God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
That's what they're saying. No, that's exactly what they're saying. That they want to bring that same technology here. It makes no sense at all. Want to let you hear from Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders had to do something, so he came out and he spoke to the crowd, fired him up. One of the things that he promised was to take climate change not just to America, but to the rest of the world. This has got to scare you to the core of your being. Listen This is Cut 1. Bernie Sanders, go.
We are going to speak to the people in China and Russia and countries all over this world and say, maybe, just maybe, instead of spending $1.8 trillion a year on weapons of destruction designed to kill each other, maybe we should pool our resources and fight our common enemy, which is climate change. And the people of America know the time is long overdue for major reforms to a broken and racist criminal justice system. We're going to invest in our young people, in jobs and education, not more jails and incarceration. And the American people also understand that our immigration system is broken, and together we will pass comprehensive immigration reform and a path toward citizenship. And the American people know that gun safety legislation will be written by the American people, not the NRA. And the American people most certainly know that it is women who must control their own bodies, not politicians. So, brothers and sisters, yes, together we will defeat Donald Trump, but we're going to do more than that. Our message to Wall Street and the insurance companies and the drug companies and the fossil fuel industry and the military industrial complex and the prison industrial complex, our message to them is change is coming. Together with the strongest grassroots movement this country has ever seen. Where we have knocked on hundreds of thousands of doors here in Iowa, we're doing it in New Hampshire. So let me conclude by thanking our great staff, our volunteers here in Iowa. And now it is on to New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, California, and onward to victory. Thank you all very much.
Yeah. But I tell you, it's scary to listen to Bernie Sanders. I hope it is Bernie Sanders. Because I think Bernie Sanders will be so easy to defeat. Because the American people simply are not that far to the left. The American people, by and large, are just, they're... would we all like to get... I mean, he went through a whole litany of stuff he was going to give you. He's going to give you free college. He's going to forgive what college debt you have. He's going to give you free housing. He's going to give you everything. It is the classic redistribution of wealth deal. Oh, and by the way, did I mention Bernie wasn't the only Sanders that spoke. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was on with Hannity. Let's go to Cut 3 real quick. See if we squeeze this in before the break. And she talked of the passion for voters in the Iowa GOP caucus. Not in the, you know, they were talking about how passionate all of Bernie's people were and all that. And that's great. But that there was huge passion. He got something like 97% of the vote, the president did, in their Republican caucus. This was Sarah Sanders last night on Hannity talking about the passion for voters in the Iowa GOP caucus. Here it is.
Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina, I know he's on the ground in Iowa tonight. I know that Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise have been on the ground. Mark Meadows literally called me and said, you have no idea what's happening here. I said, what's going on? He goes, oh, the caucuses are packed. And I said, oh, you're going to the Democratic caucuses? He goes, no, the Republican caucus is packed. It's an uncontested caucus for Donald Trump here. Boy, is that an indicator of passion and enthusiasm for the president? There's really no reason anybody had to show up for the president tonight, but apparently they showed up in big numbers.
Absolutely. I was with the president just last week when he was there for his rally, and the excitement and energy for President Trump was out of this world. I mean, it's unlike anything that I've seen working in politics for a long time. And you thought that it was exciting in 2016, but now the president actually has a great record to run on. He has a tremendous story to tell. The economy is booming. People are doing much better under this president than they were under his predecessor, and they are excited to get out and vote for him. This is the first group of people that have their chance to go out and help re-elect Donald Trump, and they're excited to do that. They take it serious, and I think that there is no doubt that there is a lot of excitement on the ground for Donald Trump in Iowa, and they're happy to be the first people that get to help get him re-elected.
Sarah Sanders last night, is she going to run for governor in Arkansas? Probably. She's going to run for some office. She's an attractive candidate with something to say. She's articulate. This should be interesting. One of the things that you can't do when we don't know, and this is what the networks were faced with. The networks last night were faced with a deal where they really couldn't talk about, you know, votes or percentages. They had to tap dance. Yeah, they really had to tap dance around the numbers because there were no numbers. But one thing they did do, and I want to go real quick, something I have never seen. This must be something new. Remember how we've always talked about exit polling? After people vote, they come out. You say, hey, who'd you vote for? What do you care about? What are the issues important to you? They have now changed that, and now they're doing entrance polling. David Chalian, this is Cut 5. David Chalian is the CNN political director and looks at key entrance polling in Iowa. Listen to this.
We asked folks as they headed into the caucus sites today, did you support Hillary Clinton in 2016? Did you support Bernie Sanders, or did you not support either of them? Look at the breakup of tonight's electorate when compared to 2016. 56% of caucus attendees tonight say they supported Hillary Clinton. That's more than the percentage she got on caucus night in 2016. Bernie Sanders, only 30% of tonight's caucus goers in this entrance poll tell us they were Sanders supporter, and 14%, Wolf, say they supported neither. I want to do a deeper dive into those 14%. So if they didn't support Clinton and they didn't support Sanders, who do they find in tonight's contest attractive? Well, look at this. This is a Pete Buttigieg crowd, largely. He gets 28%. Of those that were either with O'Malley in 16 or with nobody and they're new to the process, Amy Klobuchar gets 13%, as does Sanders, Biden at 12, Warren at 11. But you see, this is more a Pete Buttigieg crowd if they weren't with Sanders before. How about those first-time caucus goers? Remember I showed you a little bit ago, 35% of the electorate tonight tells us this is their very first caucus. This is their first time. That's a little smaller than we saw in 2016 and much smaller than we saw when Barack Obama won in 2008. I want to look at how those first-time caucus attendees are splitting among the candidates. Look at this. Bernie Sanders, whose strategy it was to get new caucus goers into his camp, he's winning with 29%. But again, Pete Buttigieg is competitive here. It's not Bernie Sanders running away with it. Pete Buttigieg at 22%. This is a largely young crowd, the caucus goers. I would say nearly half of first-time caucus goers are under 30 years old, according to the entrance poll. And you see that both Sanders and Buttigieg are the ones that are attractive to those that are new to this process, Wolf.
Now, we may get some numbers. That's David Chalian, by the way. the CNN political director. Boy, you want to talk about tap dancing for an entire evening and into the overnight hours. And into the overnight hours Pacific time. I mean, they were already starting their morning shows when I finally gave up on it. But I got to tell you, this is embarrassing. This is an embarrassment. These are the people that want to lead the nation. You want these people running your healthcare system? Your single payer healthcare system? Is that it? Yeah. I tell you, it is scary to think that these are the people that want us to turn the keys of government over to them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The gang that can't shoot straight. And they had a conference call slated for 9 o'clock our time. But they're not telling the American people. They're having a conference call with the campaigns, not with the American people. And that's kind of sad. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Adam Schiff gets one more bite of the apple. One more chance to try and convince senators to vote guilty. I think it's going to fall on deaf ears, but we'll let you hear it anyway. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. a program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Oh, I just love it. I just love it. The clown show going on now. It's incredible. Yeah. And the good thing is it ends 4 o'clock. 1 o'clock our time tomorrow. So right after radio, the Senate will vote on impeachment. A safe bet is that they're going to vote to acquit. And I think there may even be some Democrats that cross over. Adam Schiff, though, gave his final hurrah, if you will, yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate. This was Adam Schiff, cut 8, the final closing argument in the impeachment trial. Here it is.
It must have come as a shock, a pleasant shock, to this president that our norms and institutions would prove to be so weak. The independence of the Justice Department and its formerly proud office of legal counsel, now mere legal tools at the president's disposal, to investigate enemies or churn out helpful opinions not worth the paper they are written on. The FBI painted by a president as corrupt and disloyal. The intelligence community not to be trusted against the good counsel of Vladimir Putin. The press portrayed as enemies of the people. The daily attacks on the guardrails of our democracy, so relentlessly assailed, have made us numb and blind to the consequences. Does none of that matter anymore if he's the president of our party? I hope and pray that we never have a president like Donald Trump in the Democratic Party, one that would betray the national interests and the country's security to help with his reelection. And I would hope to God that if we did, we would impeach him and Democrats would lead the way. But I suppose you never know just how difficult that is until you are confronted with it. But you, my friends, are confronted with it. You are confronted with that difficulty now, and you must not shrink from it. History will not be kind to Donald Trump. I think we all know that. Not because it will be written by never-Trumpers, but because whenever we have departed from the values of our nation, we have come to regret it. And that regret is written all over the pages of our history. If you find that the House has proved its case and still vote to acquit, your name will be tied to his with a cord of steel and for all of history. But if you find the courage to stand up to him, to speak the awful truth to his rank falsehood, your place will be among the Davids who took on Goliath. If only you will say enough. Every single vote, even a single vote, by a single member can change the course of history. It is said that a single man or woman of courage makes a majority. Is there one among you who will say enough? America believes in a thing called truth. She does not believe we are entitled to our own alternate facts. She recoils at those who spread pernicious falsehoods. To her, truth matters. There is nothing more corrosive to a democracy than the idea that there is no truth. America also believes there is a difference between right and wrong, and right matters here. But there is more. Truth matters, right matters, but so does decency. Decency matters. When the president smears a patriotic public servant like Marie Yovanovitch in pursuit of a corrupt aim, we recoil. When the president mocks the disabled, a war hero who is a prisoner of war, or a Gold Star father, we are appalled. Because decency matters here. And when the president tries to coerce an ally to help him cheat in our elections and then covers it up, we must say enough. Enough.
Now just go away.
There's no hoping about that. Joe Manchin gets the last word this hour. He is the senator from West Virginia, and he advocated yesterday on the floor of the Senate for a censure rather than impeachment. Listen to this.
I see no path to the 67 votes required to impeach President Trump, and haven't since this trial started. However, I do believe a bipartisan majority of this body would vote to censure President Trump for his actions in this manner. Censure would allow this body to unite across party lines, and as an equal branch of government, to formally denounce the president's actions and hold him accountable. His behavior cannot go unchecked by the Senate, and censure would allow a bipartisan statement condemning his unacceptable behavior in the strongest terms. History will judge the Senate for how we have handled this solemn constitutional duty, and without bipartisan action, the fears of the great Senator Byrd will come true. As he said during the Clinton impeachment, the Senate will sink further into the mire because of this partisanship. There will be no winners on this vote, Byrd said. Each senator has not only taken a solemn oath to support and defend the Constitution, but also to do impartial justice, to help the nation, so help me God. That oath does not say anything about political party. Politics should have nothing to do with it. I am truly struggling with this decision and will come to a conclusion reluctantly, as voting whether or not to remove a sitting president is the most consequential decision that I or any U.S. senator will ever face.
That's Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, maybe trying to reestablish his Democrat street cred by calling for censure rather than impeachment. Stick around. Coming up, we're going to talk about Rush Limbaugh and the tragic diagnosis that he announced on his show yesterday. I happen to have some history with El Rushbo. We'll talk about that and more. Coming up, live and local, now.